radio program is specially made for you. Zone 72, a radio program for youth and by youth, giving you a platform to talk about access of youth-friendly services, sex education, building the emotional, physical, and intellectual health of youth, and advocating for government policies to strengthen youth capacities. Tune in every Saturday at 4 p.m. to be part of the Zone 72 Youth Radio Program, only on iRadio, your eye on South Sudan.
Welcome to Zone 72, a radio program for youth and by youth, featuring stories that talk about access of youth-friendly services, sex education, building the emotional, physical, and intellectual health of youth, and advocating for government policies to strengthen youth capacities. Only on iRadio, your eye on South Sudan.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to yet another episode of Zone 72 Youth Program. And my name is Winnie Eric, your host for the program. Zone 72 Youth Program focuses on the rights and choices for all adolescents and youth, and the program as well emphasizes on the three-pillar global strategy for adolescents and youth, putting young people at the center of sustainable developments. This program is brought to you in collaboration with the Canadian Association of Midwives, UNFPA, Shabab Le Shabab, and Sanama. Zone 72 Youth Program airs every Saturday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. on iRadio, your eye on South Sudan. In today's edition of the program, we are going to talk about inclusive of youth with disability in accessing services without discrimination, just like any other person. But before we proceed with the discussion, let us have a brief background on youth with disability. A disability is any condition of the body or mind impairment that makes it more difficult for the person with the condition to do certain activities and interact with the world around them. A person with this condition always experiences activity limitation and participation restrictions among members of society. There are different types of disabilities, and these include vision impairment, deaf or hard of hearing, mental health conditions, intellectual disability, acquired brain injury, autism spectrum disorder, and physical disability. According to the United Nations, youth with disabilities are among the most marginalized and poorest of the world's youth population and are more likely to face severe social, economic, and civic disparities as compared with those without disabilities, even in developed countries. For many young people with disabilities, exclusion, isolation, and abuse, as well as lack of educational and economic opportunities, are daily experiences. The Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, and with the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, are making strides towards the greater inclusion of youth with disabilities in society and development, as well as toward the realization of their human rights. As countries continue their efforts toward poverty reduction and equitable development, it is crucial that all youth are offered equal opportunities to participate in and contribute to society at all levels, which includes youth with disabilities. So now, how can we involve youth with disabilities in accessing services without discrimination in the country? For a better discussion, I am now joined by Deng Majok Deng, a vice chairperson, and Dominic Okanyi, a member of South Sudan National Deaf Children and Youth. You are most welcome to Zone 72 Youth Program on iRadio.
Yes, thank you very much for giving us this opportunity. I'm called by the name is Andiko Grace, Sign Language Interpreter, and I'm here with my members. We have Deng Majok, and also we have Dominic Okanyi. So we are going to start with Deng Majok. He's going to talk about some of the challenges disabled people face in the country.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. And dear listener, as you have heard from Grace, she is the one going to translate concerning Deng Majok Deng and Dominic Okanyi. These are people with disability. They cannot hear, but they have Grace to help translate to them. And briefly, tell us about yourself.
Yes, I'm called Deng Majok Deng. I volunteer with South Sudan National Deaf Children and the Youth. Sorry, you know, I'm busy translating what Deng Majok is talking about. So you really forgive us. You give us some time to see to understand what he's talking about, and then I translate to you people. Yes. Actually, I myself, Deng, I really had a lot of challenges. For example,
okay, before coming to the challenges, let me know also about Dominic Okanyi.
Yes, my name, I'm called Dominic Okanyi. I volunteer with South Sudan National Deaf Children and the Youth. Actually, I'm a student. I'm still studying. For now, I finished my senior four. I'm still waiting for my results. Yeah, that's all about me.
All right. Thank you so much for that. And now, what is the level of participation of people with disabilities in South Sudan?
Truly, our level of participation in South Sudan, it's really very low. It's not that of high because of the challenges we are going through because of our disabilities. For example, they are really discriminating us so much. That's why we really take few participation in the country. Like for example, for example the time I used to be in school, I could not participate a lot in the class because they could discriminate me a lot. I could just keep quiet and, you know, and they could give me the names of like Atarashida, that's how they used to call me, and really that name could make me so annoyed. But I could not do anything. I could just keep quiet because I had no one to talk to. I had no one to express my feelings to. I could just keep quiet and it could pain me from the heart. And really, I could even think of like, will I really get a good future? Because the way they are discriminating me, will I really get a good future? Actually, I was the only person in class who had hearing impairment.
All right, it's fine. Meaning the level of participation of people with disability in South Sudan is low, right?
Yes.
Or does Deng have something to say about the level of participation of people with disability in South Sudan?
It's really low. It's very low.
Okay, great. Now, people with disabilities are one of the less groups accessing services. What could be some major challenges affecting people with disabilities generally to access the available services? And I'm starting this with Deng Majok Deng.
Yes, thank you so much, my sister. Actually, the question is right. We have a lot of challenges. For example, accessibility. We disabled people, we really face a lot of challenges with accessibility. For example, in case they call us for workshops in the workshop places, these people who are actually the physically disabled people, they cannot really walk. You know, some of them are using wheelchair. It's really hard for them to access the good places. They really need that good flat to move so that they could also feel comfortable when they are moving, when they are using their wheelchairs and all that. And also for the issue of us who are really having problem with hearing, actually we also don't have the access to the roads. For example, those signposts, We cannot really access them. For example, zebra crossing, it's really hard for us to know. Like crossing, you know, you may be crossing and then you cannot hear, and then they'll really end up knocking you when you don't know, you cannot hear anything. Mm-hmm. The same thing for the case of visual impaired people. they also don't have people who are helping them, like social workers, to help them to walk, to lead them where they're supposed to go, like crossing the road. We still have challenges of like getting health facilities in the hospitals. It's really hard for us. For example, for the deaf people, it's really hard for us to get services because we lack sign language interpreters in hospitals. That's why it's really hard for us to communicate. Also, the same like visual impaired people going to the hospital, like for the women, case of women, when they go for antenatal care, they'll really give them big abuses, like, why did you get pregnant when you cannot even see? You know, you cannot even take care of your baby and all that. So you shouldn't get pregnant, you know? So it really makes us to feel isolated in each and everything. So people should stop discriminating. I should stop. I really despise us because we are all the same. Disability is not inability.
All right. Well, Dominic, do you have something to add on the challenges people with disability are facing?
Yes, I also have some points to add on that. The issue of education level. We really have a problem with education. For example, you know, most of us who are disabled, we are poor to access education. It's really we are poor. At the same time, really, in case we are having families, sometimes family members are discriminating us. They deny us to go to go and study. So they deny that right for us to go and study. So we feel so isolated and disappointed. Yet they see us as we are not important in the community and in the family at the same time. They think physically disabled, we are, you know, they call us different names, that abkerenge and all that. Deaf people, they call us atareshis and all that. Those names, they mean we are stupid. In case you tell someone atareshi, that person you're calling him or her stupid. Am I really stupid? Or I'm also like you, like as you able person. I think we are all the same. God created us in the same way. We all need the same services. We are not supposed to be left behind. We are all the same. So they should really change on that, and then they give us equal rights as disabled people. A lot of discrimination in South Sudan.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much, Dominique, for that. Now, share strategies and recommendation to increase participation of people with disabilities in South Sudan. Yes, any of you can start.
All right. Actually, the recommendation, I really call upon the government to really rectify the rights of persons with disabilities, to implement, because when they have implemented those rights, we'll be able to get our services as disabled people.
Mm.
Yes.
Yes. Do you have something to add, Okanye?
Actually, thank you for this good opportunity, Madam Winnie. Really, can I also talk about some of the challenges?
Okay, welcome.
Give me a small chance I talk about
it. It's fine.
Yes. For example, in the UN Convention, there is Article 10. It talks about the right to life. So these people really, they are, you know, disabled people need the right. You know, when they were born, you know, when you're born, mm-hmm. you already have that right to life.
Yeah,
and then when you really ask for those rights, like the other rights, people they are like, you know, you're not important and all that. So people should look into that. That people with disabilities, they can also do something like other people. Also, we have the Article 12. It talks about equal recognition before the law. These people, they are supposed to be recognized also. Mm-hmm. For example, one day we went to the court. One of the deaf had a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had to go to the court. But when you reach in the court, they saw us. They saw this deaf person like she's a beggar. Mm? They did not recognize us. They could think we just came to beg in the court. Yet she had her case to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yeah.
So they should recognize the disabled people equally like other people, like able people, because they also deserve those rights.
Mm.
Yes. Thank you very much. That's what I have to say. And the recommendation I give to the stakeholders, I request the policymakers to rectify the convention on the rights of persons with disabilities in order to protect their rights.
Mm.
Yes. Okay. Together for inclusion, and then leave no one behind.
All right. Yes. Thank you so much for that. Now, what are the special needs for youth with disability, just like Deng Majok Deng and Dominic Okanye, because these are young people?
Actually, the special needs, for example, when you talk about the education sector, actually, since I came in South Sudan, I've not yet seen the special need of their education. Mm-hmm. For example, like the way we handle the deaf people, it's a bit different from the way you handle a visually impaired person. It's also a bit different the way you handle the physically disabled people. Let me talk more on education of the deaf, hearing impairment people. We have the deaf culture whereby we don't use direct English, but we use sign language grammar. Mm-hmm. Whereby in sign language grammar, it's a broken language, and when you use broken language, that's when they'll understand. But when you use direct English, they'll not understand anything. So we have a challenge. We have a challenge in this South Sudan. For example, there is a school called Bolukbi Primary School.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the deaf children, they are studying from there. But really, when you see the way they are handling them, it's really totally so hard. You know, some of them, they are even their school dropouts. Why? Because they don't have that access of their special education, the way they are supposed to handle them.
Mm.
Yes. Because the way you handle the able person is different from the way you handle the deaf person. You're supposed to teach this person in a sign language grammar, not even in English grammar. The way you talk to this person, it's a bit different from the way you talk to able person. The way you give this person care, still, it's a bit different.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, Grace, I have one question for you. Since you've been staying for long with especially the deaf, those who cannot hear, just like my colleagues here, and what is your experience? Do you think if they are taught, they can do something better?
I believe, yes, they can do something better.
What did you learn more about them?
Actually, what I learned more from them, you have to be patient with them.
Mm.
You know, when you're not patient, you can't work with them. They are very short-tempered. You have to be patient with them.
Mm.
When they are short-tempered, make sure for you cool. Because when you're also short-tempered, for example, in an interpreter, when you're also short-tempered, there is no way you will solve issues with them.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to cool down. And at the same time, the way they really see things, it's a bit different.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, for example, for example, in case you're trying to tell them something, and maybe you're just pushing them in the wrong side of the road,
mm-hmm.
let me say that, they will also follow you. Mm-hmm. So the way they think, really, what you've just told them, it's what they'll go with. So you need to show them good direction.
Mm.
Yes, if you're a professional interpreter.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you so much for that clarification. Dear listener, you are still listening to Zone 72 Youth Program on iRadio UI on South Sudan. And that was Deng Majok Deng, a vice chairperson, and Dominic Okanye, a member for South Sudan National Deaf Children and Youth, speaking with their translator, Mrs. Grace. If you have been following and you have any questions or comments about the topic, please call us on 0922-986-986 or 0911-986-986, or you can send a text on 0913-986-986 to share your contribution. And do not forget that we are talking about youth with disability. As a listener, do you think it is important to involve youth with disability in accessing services without discrimination? And why do you think so? Hello, iRadio.
Hello, iRadio.
Yes, please. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Good evening to you. This is the servant Robert Mawut.
You're welcome. You're welcome, servant.
And I would like also to greet your guests and our guests in the studio.
Thanks.
Regarding to what you have said, I will say why not.
Mm-hmm.
As long they can present the IDF. And as we know, that disability is not inability. No matter how they are disabled, in which part of their body, but they have that what can they contribute, and still have that what can they do. They have the ability to do what is a physical requirement or ideas. They have it. And those guesses are, one of them is a death.
Both of
and
them.
And interpreter, Mrs. Grace, and I have greet her.
Thank you very much. And also appreciate for what you're really giving us, the idea, the advice you're giving us. You really
give me a chance.
Let him first talk.
If is that one of our guesses is a deaf, and also there is somebody who can interpret, can we not have his ideas with us? And what is wrong with us who listen and who can hear and who can see, and all the requirements are there as a normal, but the disabled one also are a normal people. What is wrong with us? Are we not disabled in some way or another? They deserve that chance, and they contribute, they can contribute, and they have that right to be given to them. So that's what I can say. And
thank you so much. All right. Thank you so much, Servant Robert, for that positive feedback. I read you.
Hello?
Yes, please. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, my name is Paulino. I'm calling from Kelolo.
You're welcome, Paulino. Welcome.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Your network is very poor, you know, in this time sometimes.
All right. You
know, this program, we are very happy for it, because about the disabled,
you can still call back on the same line, and you will excuse us because the guest I'm having in the studio are people who cannot hear, but they have an interpreter who is trying to help out. That's why sometimes the voice doesn't come in time, and we plead with you in that to be patient concerning the voice that will come out of this guest that I'm hosting. I read you. Yes, please. Your name and where are you calling from?
Barnaba, Paul from White.
Marhab to Ali Barnaba.
I'm hearing that what we are talking about, the disability people.
Yes.
Well, until now, I'm talking with you, I have disability.
Okay.
Until I get out of it. I'm with you.
Yes, we are getting you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm saying that I am a disability, but you talk about the disability, Alifas. Why would I tell you, Alifas? The disability you find, I mean, that is a question I have for you, but there's a
who
are hearing.
Thank you so much. Barnaba is asking that he's also one of the person with disability. How can you help people with disability like him? This is what the question is asking.
Yes, thank you very much, my brother. Can I ask you which type of disability do you have?
He didn't clarify.
Because you really have different, we have organizations. Mm-hmm. For example, we have deaf hearing impaired organizations. We also have visual impaired organizations. At the same time, we also have physically disabled organizations. So we have UPD. I think you know more B roundabout. That is for physically disabled. It's UPD. Union of Persons with Disabilities.
Yeah.
Physically with disabilities, sorry. And also, there is also South Sudan National Deaf Children and the Youth. Maybe when you have a problem with your ears, maybe you're deaf, then you can come to us. You can also come to us. There's also another organization called South Sudan Women with Disability Network. That one, it's all disabilities. We are all inclusive there. Mm-hmm. We are all one in that organization. That one, it's located in that side of Jubanabari. Mm-hmm. That's where we are.
All right. Thank you so much. Yes, Barnaba, let me hope you got the feedback to your question. So if you need any help, yes, follow the direction Grace had just explained. Do not forget that you are still listening to Zone 72 Youth Program on iRadio, your eye on South Sudan. And this program comes your way every Saturday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. And today we are talking about youth with disability. Do you think it's important to involve youth with disability in accessing services without discrimination? And why do you think so? And if you have any question concerning the topic of today, also I have two guests with me. They cannot hear, but they have interpreter to help answer you out. iRadio.
Hello.
Yes, please. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, iRadio.
Hello. سبق كاب لكن بس ما لقيت مرحب طوالي
أول حاجة أي بنسين مازين تملك مادين أول حاجة زور المازور ده ما بيشيلوا برا من أفن لأن زور المازور عنده دور كبير حتى لو بيجا مازور هو كان مازور وأفرش بشارك معناه المعذور وعميا لأنه متعني بقوله يمكن حاجة تانين دايلين وميال غير سبيت رغم هم بشوف لأنه أنا شعرت في عبوبتنا زمان هو عميا وبركب بركب غلاء وبركب وعميا عشان كده معذور ده لازم أنا المعذورين دي لأننا نحترمه ونهديم أنا بتعمل
Sukran Khalis ma musharataki, thank you so much for that positive feedback. Well, he was saying that we should respect people with disability because they can do anything like just any other person. For example, even those who are blind can manage to cook food very nice, just like a normal person. So he's saying that we should share together with them without discrimination. This is in brief what I can say on what he said.
In the deaf community, we have categories of the deaf. When you talk about that word "atheresha," it shows that you're calling this person stupid.
Actually,
that's how they'll understand. Okay. They'll take it. And we have people who can try to read the lips. Mm. So when you say "atheresha," she has read your lips already, and he will get annoyed of you. Maybe even from nowhere, he will get a stone and hit you, and hit you with a stone. Or you think what's wrong with this person, and you even end up saying this person is really mad. But really, you've not realized that you've said "atheresha." That's what you've said. That word really annoys them so much.
Okay.
So to correct that word, I don't know how you'll call this in Arabic, but it's better at least we call them hearing impaired people or deaf. But when you're saying the word deaf, you make sure when you're using it, you have to use it in that quote of D, capital D, deaf, to respect them.
What about Maugin? It's meaning people with disability.
That one is also better.
All right. Thank you for that.
Yes.
iRadio?
Hello?
Hello, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, the same Barnaba, who is a blind, who is a disability person. They say I don't have power to follow that instruction.
For those who have been attentive right from the beginning, our topic of today is youth with disability. And do you think it's very important to involve youth with disability in accessing services without discrimination? And why do you think so? iRadio.
Hello, I can't.
Tamam is ma munu dara minwen.
Ara dara minu, ma sama dara minu.
Okay, ma hab to ali samwan.
Okay. La ba sana ni ku soal basit le barna ba khay shabab al muajin bil. Wala ni tamam inda na so wala qadar muajin ba anwa mukhtalif. Ni kun maaz jisiyan. Dol barbu ba kun atarak. Kun al hajab bisyan. Wadanga أسرة بيحتموا بسجلوك ونجر تعليم ورغة رسولة دعونا تعالى أن يتخرج ولا أسواتنا أنا غير نعرفها منظمات المصيلة من Highlanding name. Hakuna lani deni bad bad na karagi. Kuna mbinfura kubiki kwenye kwenye shakoni kubwa na makato kwenye hakuna. Kuna kama na zama. Kuna bosi hai karagi. Kuhusu shargi sada kama zom. Kuna bosi kuna darugu kama nesuni. Kwa wali bado kwa na kani. Kuna hali mbinfura kwenye mshawa na bado shi. Si hakuna ni zozo fit kida. Kwa swala.
Okay, shukrani. Sokran Kale Samuel Maswal Bitak. Samuel is saying that he's also having a brother who cannot hear and is also schooling. So what he wanted to know is if the organizations dealing with people who cannot hear have link with the government, and then after that they will be graduated and they will work with either government or with other organizations to make them be together with other people. This is his question.
Actually, yes. Yes. They can, therefore, they can graduate after studying. But as you know, our education in South Sudan, it's really, you know, as I told you before, our education, it's really very low. Actually, it's, I've not yet seen one of us graduating because of the education level. It's really very low. Our education is low. Most of us, they really go to East Africa to study and they graduate from there. There we have a lot of our brothers and sisters who have graduated, but from outside, not in South Sudan. But right now, as we have sign language interpreter Grace, we are trying to do our best to work with the government and make sure that we also have good quality of education. My brother, that's what I can answer you.
All right. Thank you so much, Deng Majok, for that feedback. iRadio.
Hello.
Hello. What's your name and where are you calling from?
iRadio. Good evening.
Good evening to you. Your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Arde Bada from Makwanyundi, Mawili. Arde Bada from Makwanyundi.
You're welcome, Ardeb.
Yeah, thank you. So that topic is a very good topic.
Ardeb, thank you for appreciating the topic. And iRadio.
Hello.
Hello, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Sarveria,
Garanita Geri Maradio Taki Jurubait.
Hello, Radio Bait, Hagrat.
Anabea Soma, Jurubait. Tamam, Marab.
Yang nak bermain tak guna sana kita ini cerita. Anak berdua si, saya magrana ayah naza, dah ini cerita mana mula tu ni. Nasib bermain ni, anak aku pun kata baris. Lewatnya pun sokol moye ni dah.
Cunu?
Pun sesi set terara, mak ayah.
Cunu bawa mulumi dah.
Magrana cuma, anak ayah bawa mulumi dah. Lagi zaman aku tu terara, terara nak semua kuat. Lagi nasi, tiga cewa itu lagi. Kulu mara men kunci berusah, kami tidak tahu ni. Ia lah dari diktora itu terlepas dalam arah jalan apa. Tambahnya natal ini, ini cuma terlepas jalan semua tu.
Okay. All right, Sokran Khalis Garang. Garang is saying that he's happy with the topic because he's also having problem with. His ear, sometimes it's producing pus since he was young and he couldn't hear properly, but with the help of some doctors he's trying to hear, though not up to date. This is what he's saying, and he's also requesting for translation concerning what we are talking about in Arabic. So garanga jalana bon sula ita fi almudu bitanata alila anabu wonusu fogo sabab ali mwaugin taban fi nonta mwaugin ketir fi abu magi ainu fitanin indu mushkila fi adana wa fitanin kaman indu mushkila fi kurein tanin fi iden o tanin kaman ayan. So ajale anna der arfu bezat fi almudu bitanata alila malu wa muhim asan nas bisherik sawasawa ma shabab alimwaugin bindun ferik, yani fishunan na bamula sana ma biferik umon taban umon kaman insan kan ita insan ana kaman insan suan na sawasawa di al mudu bitana ta alela dia jalana bakter urile ita besit taban grace mabonusu arabe. So sukran for that one. And Dominic, you have something to say, go ahead.
Yes, I have some small comment as me, Dominic, about my brother, what he has said before. Mm. Like you said, since you were young, your childhood, you had a problem with your ears.
Mm.
In our group of, in our categories of the deaf, you're called hard of hearing. You can hear information, but you take long to understand it.
Mm.
And really, you take medicine and all that because I'm also part of you. I'm also hard of hearing, the way you're seeing me here. But really, I also took medicine the way you're taking medicine. But later on, I realized I'm supposed to join my deaf community to learn sign language, whereby I'm not supposed to miss any information because I need to know more. I need to understand most of different things, what is happening in the world, what is happening in the community. And at the same time, still I can try to read someone's lips, the when you speak, I can try to read your lips. That one also helps me. But my brother, you need to learn sign language. That will be the easiest way how really you will be able to get information and communicate with one another. So we are welcoming you in our community. Thank you very much.
Wow, interesting. Thank you so much, Dominique, for that information. I read you.
Hello.
Hello, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, I'm James, calling from away.
You're welcome, James. You're welcome.
Thank you. First, I just want to thank you for that program that was come up with.
Pleasure.
Actually,
thank you, James, for appreciating the network cutoff, but you can call back on our same studio line. And always know that at this time you are listening to Zone 72 Youth Program on iRadio, your eye on South Sudan. And with me in the studio are people with disability, and we have Deng Majok Deng and Dominic Okanye. These are people with disability. They have issue with hearing. However, they have an interpreter, Ms. Grace. So if you have any question concerning youth with disability, you are most welcome. Wa alela anabu onisu fogo nas maugin maluo mohim asan nas maugin bardo bisherit sawa sawa the muktama. I read you.
Hello.
Yes, please. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm Tanya Mario from Arab State. Tanya from Arab State.
You're welcome, Tanya.
Yeah, the program is very important to me because some people are disabled like me. I have eye problems.
Mm.
At the same time, I had a problem at my leg. Sometimes I can't walk when it is cold. So I would like to share my problem with you guys.
All right, thank you so much. Thanks so much, Tanya, for sharing that with us, and know that we also care for you. I read you.
Hello?
Yes, please, your name and where you
calling from? Yes, it's Jemisco calling from Awil.
Welcome, Jemisco.
Yes, thank you.
Mm.
Actually, the network is interrupted.
Sure.
I really appreciate the program, as I put it clear before.
Mm.
So, being disability, it is God's will, and actually, disability people, you know, we used to encourage them, you know, we have no difference with them as being a disability, we have no difference with them, so it is God made, but actually, we just used to appreciate them, also we used to motivate them, so that they will get encouraged, and also we are encouraging these disability people to focus on education. And actually, your program is really very fantastic. And then I'm very proud to share with you in that program. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Jemisco, for that positive feedback. I read you. All right, because of time, I'm going to pick strictly two callers. After that, we go to our SMS line. Hi, Radio.
Hello?
Yes, please. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Paul Kirillo.
You're welcome. Okay, thank you for appreciating. And now one last caller, and you are talking about people with disability, and yes, call and share. I read you.
Hello?
Yes, please, your name and where are you calling from?
This is Mary.
Mary, you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. To your program.
Thank you.
You have seen everybody. When it is going, it's a big thing, family. Not fun, not there. It's just fun. It is not good, eh? I was supposed to work together. And we love men so much. A set of girls. Girls working, sleeping, compound, taking water, just cook there.
Thank you so much for that positive feedback. Now let's go to our SMS line. There is someone here who sent a message that James Ray Majok from Unity State, Bentiu Town. My appealing, let our government intervene by helping people with disabilities and support them towards their education background. Thank you so much, James Ray Majok, for again that positive feedback. Now, back to you, my guest. What is your message to the people listening right now on today's topic? Let me start with them.
My comment, people should not discriminate disabled people because we are all the same. We all have the same equal rights. Mm-hmm. They should take us the same like able people and also share with us the ideas. We work together. Coordination is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you. Yes, Dominic, what is your message concerning the topic of today?
Yes, my message is, we should work together. Whenever you see any disabled person, don't just leave that person behind. We should move together forward and be one. Thank you very much.
All right. So, Grace, now, what is your message, since you're the one interpreting and you're staying with these people? What can you say about the topic of today?
Actually, Madam Winnie, I'm so grateful and I'm so happy to really call us to come and talk on behalf of disabilities. Actually, this is the first time to host these people,
sure.
Hearing impaired people. We've never had this kind of that time for us to talk about our challenges and all that. But I'm really so grateful. And people outside there, the message I give to you, let us work together. Let's not leave disabled people behind, because together for inclusion. Let's not leave them behind. Let's go with them forward. And whenever you see a disabled person having a problem, please, you're free to help that person. Don't leave that person behind, or don't call that person that you a curse. You're not important to me. That's really so bad. Because God created them with a reason. God created them with his own image. So the way God created you is the same way he created these people. So we should work together. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you so much for that. Yes.
Sorry, I would like to get to talk something brief, small. My fellow members, next week we are having Deaf. We are going to celebrate International Deaf Awareness Week. Please, we call everyone to come and join us. We celebrate it together, because it's going to be a very good demonstration for us. It will take place that side of Pyramid. We shall clean Pyramid, sweep the road up to Juba Market. Why we are going to do that? Because we need to show people that disability is not inability. What you can do, a deaf person can do it. So we are going to make cleanup program on 22nd. So you're all welcome, please.
All right. Thank you once again, Dominique Okanye Ending Majok, for that reminder. And youth can always send us questions about adolescent health to youthzone72@gmail.com or call 0922-009497. And the hotlines include for GBV is 623, for COVID-19 is 6666, and for adolescent health immediate is 885. Follow our Facebook page, Youth Zone 72. And with that, we have come to the end of today's edition of Zone 72 Youth Program, which tackled youth with disability. And my guests in the studio were Deng Majok Deng, a vice chairperson, and Dominique Okanye, a member for South Sudan National Deaf Children and Youth, with their interpreter, Madame Grace. Thank you for participating in the show, and remember to join again the coming Saturday at 4 p.m. for another edition of the program. My name is Winnie Eric. Until next time, stay safe.
She said, don't carry water. She bring it for me. She said, you need some care. She get us for me. She said, when you go angry, I go provide for you.
Bukeren, iya ibanar.